From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More than 50 people were killed when a Nigerian military jet mistakenly bombed a camp for homeless people Tuesday. Aiming for Boko Haram militants, the attack struck RAN, a refugee camp for internally displaced people. The aid group Doctors Without Borders said it treated 120 wounded patients at their facility in northern Borno State. MSF puts the death toll at 52. Gambian President Yahya Jammeh has declared a state of emergency. In a broadcast statement Tuesday, Mr. Jammeh said the state of emergency would last until the nation's Supreme Court decides on his complaint of voting irregularities in last month's election. Mr. Jammeh is refusing to accept the results of the vote, in which he lost to opposition leader Adama Barrow. The Supreme Court has postponed its ruling until May, even though Barrow's inauguration is scheduled for Thursday. The United Nations and several African leaders have asked Mr. Jammeh to step down peacefully. The West African regional bloc ECOWAS has placed its military force on standby if Mr. Jammeh does not step down on January 19th. British Prime Minister Theresa May laid out objectives for what she hopes will be a clean break with the European Union. The hard Brexit she has laid out in a speech Tuesday will mean Britain will be leaving the single EU market and break with the European Court of Justice. It will assume control of its own borders.
We do not approach these negotiations expecting failure, but anticipating success. Because we are a great global nation with so much to offer Europe and so much to offer the world.
Ms. May said a final plan for a phased Brexit will be put to Parliament for a vote. This is VOA News. The underwater search for the missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 has been suspended. Crews completed their deep water search of the Indian Ocean without finding a trace of the airliner. President Barack Obama is commuting the prison sentence of Bradley, now known as Chelsea Manning. Manning is the former Army intelligence analyst who leaked classified documents. Manning, who underwent a gender change while in prison, is one of 209 inmates whose sentences the president is shortening. Russian President Vladimir Putin has blamed the outgoing U.S. administration of attempting to undercut President-elect Donald Trump by spreading erroneous information. At a Moscow news conference Tuesday, Mr. Putin said last week's release of an unverified dossier containing scandalous allegations about Trump was part of an effort by U.S. President Barack Obama's administration to, in his words, undermine the legitimacy of the president-elect. Major new public opinion polls in the U.S. say that President-elect Donald Trump is starting his term in the White House with one of the lowest approval ratings in decades. Trump rejected the results, saying the same polls were wrong about the election. Both CNN and post-ABC polls pegged Trump's approval rating at 40%. U.S. Senate committees continue their questioning of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet choices today. They're holding confirmation hearings with his picks to lead the Department of Interior and the Department of Education. American automaker General Motors said Tuesday it will invest an additional $1 billion in several U.S. factories. The action is in apparent response to President-elect Donald Trump's promise to reinvigorate the country's flagging manufacturing sector. The nation's largest automaker said it also plans to return thousands of overseas information technology jobs to the United States. A GM spokesman denied the announcement was made in response to recent criticism of the company by Donald Trump. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said on Tuesday he would not consider renegotiating the Iran nuclear agreement with the incoming Trump administration, which has repeatedly denounced the accord. Speaking at a news conference Tuesday on the first anniversary of the agreement's signing, Mr. Rouhani said there would be no sense in trying to renegotiate it now. During the presidential campaign, Trump often insisted he would renegotiate the accord. European Union and British officials said this week they would not support a renegotiation of the agreement. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.